Okay. Okay, 101 and or cosmos. It's about intelligence. We can make a part there about intelligence in the book. Krishna says, I'm in everyone's heart and I lead their wanderings, and I from me come remembrance, forgetfulness, and so on. And knowledge. So what it is that God is there in that form of Paramatma giving us intelligence, and that in itself is worth contemplating, that fact, how intelligence is given to us. And I say given to us because it really comes that way, right? It's not that these flashes of intelligence, inspiration, as we call it, are created by us. They just come. And it is especially the intelligent people, the Einstein kind of people, the geniuses, they are the first ones to testify to that. So it works very well here. It really explains it, this cosmology of the Bhagavatam. And here's God present in our heart, and what that means is together with us, deeper beyond the mind and all that, and gives intelligence, it says in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, why are we then acting so stupidly sometimes? Well, because we have our own desires, what we want to do. And then, yeah, Paramatma is there giving us intelligence to do that. That's the idea of this world. We have a free will. We can act out anything we want here. Be anyone we want. And to many people, this is what life is about. They think that even spiritual life, it's about realizing that you can get anything you want. You can fulfill any desire you want, actually. Just do it this way. The secret or something. But that's the very purpose of this world, to allow us to fulfill our desires. So, wisdom, actual, yeah, actual wisdom, actual intelligence, you could say, it means not to be a Maya Parita Jnana, as the Bhagavad Gita says, the one whose intelligence is stolen away by Maya. So, this is why worldviews are so crucial and important in our lives, every moment actually, and for this entire world at large. Because I have that choice at every moment. What am I going to do now? Well, I want this and this and this. I have desires to get those. I have plans, and I make up plans, and I use my intelligence, and so on. And then I act. Now, a bhakta would rather stop and ask there within, please give me guidance, how you want me to act, what do you want me to do now? Speaking to God, having that relationship there. And then the actions will be very different, and the life, the experience of life and everything, and the world is very different that you live in there.